Welcome back. I'm Michael. You're listening to The Michael Dresser Show. Alita Edwards with us. Alita is Dr. Alita Edwards. The book is Fear of the Abyss, Healing the Wounds of Shame and Perfection. She received her Doctor of Psychology from the Chicago School of Professional Psychology in 1992. She's practiced for over 20 years, most of them in Chicago, and is a contract civilian psychologist to the Air Force in Alabama and for the past couple of years in Tampa, Florida. She's treated people for a wide range of difficulties, including post-traumatic stress, anxiety, panic disorders, depression, and relationship difficulties. And over the years, she's noticed that a great many coming in for depression, anxiety, or panic were really suffering from a more chronic problem of perfectionism, shame, and other issues. And let us say, Dr. Alita, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, and thank you so much for being here. I want to go back over this. You know, over the years, noticed that a great many people coming in for depression, anxiety, and panic were really suffering from chronic problems of perfectionism, shame, and other issues. Is this the would depression and panic disorders be a symptom of what we hide, what we don't want to show people, and what we really think about ourselves?
You know, I think yes. I think very often that's exactly what it is. And the panic and the depression also hide in a way where people are prevented from getting the help they need. Because once you get labeled, you tend to be treated for that label instead of who you really are.
You know, when it comes down to it, this word perfectionism, which I think is, if we have a working definition of it, it's one thing, but if we don't, then I think that's where the problems start. Perfection is the highest form of function. And the biggest problem is, let's say that but to be accepted by you, I want to be like you, and I want you to like me. So I'm going to do everything I can to be the best Alita that I could ever be. But that's not going to happen. At my very best, I will only be the second best you. And because of that, I will never find perfection, and I'm a deluded person, and that's where the problems start. I have seen this time and again.
Well, I think we see this over and over because people need to be concerned with having some self-love. And what people usually call self-esteem, I prefer self-love.
Yeah.
And to me, perfectionism means beating yourself up from the inside, being afraid of failure, being filled with shame, being concerned with who's better than somebody else. Because what does that even really mean? This is something that our culture really encourages, and I think it's totally destructive. There are a lot of traits that go with perfectionism. Black and white thinking, a dread of criticism, you know, being a fear of disappointing anybody. And part of it, what you're saying, comparing yourself to someone else unfavorably, it's not really about the other. It's about how you feel inside about yourself.
Sure. But it's trying to live up to somebody else's standards. They're not yours. You're never going to make it. I've worked out all my life. And I couldn't be like Schwarzenegger if I was on steroids. But if I can't do that, and then I start to judge myself because of that, that's when the problems start.
Yes, and you know, unfortunately, the template for that problem starts very young. It starts very young, and a lot of people who have sent me emails, you know, who read the book, and you know, a lot of my own patients, a lot of them have suffered abuse. And they develop the perfectionism and shame to just survive. But a lot of people had very well-meaning parents that they brought into this whole thing. You know, my kid has to always be in the 99th percentile. And this is always drummed into people where you have to be better than other people instead of looking at other traits such as kindness and wisdom and understanding.
Sure.
And looking at your own unique abilities. And I don't just say this, Michael. This is true. I believe it with all my heart. It really is true. I see some young, I see many young adults, but I'm seeing something now where they're not going to school because they think they've already failed because they don't know what they want to do yet.
Now, by the way,
we used to have undeclared majors.
Oh, sure. I can hear this within you. There's no question about it. There's that purpose and passion. There's no question. But what was it that caught you? What was it that caused you to put this issue to pen?
It took me a while because I really did write it with my heart and soul. It was not easy to write. It was because people kept coming in all these years and diagnosing themselves, and people are pretty good at it. I have a panic disorder, yet they were right. I'm depressed, they were right. Anxiety disorder. And what I saw in a great many of these cases, a majority of the cases, was this wasn't just panic disorder and it wasn't just depression. It was a specific type. And the reason they were panicking and the reason they were depressed is because life brought them into a crisis where the perfectionism didn't protect them anymore, and they got treated for the label. Many people who came to me had had a lot of therapy, and they came, and I thought, no one is looking at the structure of their personality, and this is where the pain is. This is it, whether it's manifesting as depression or panic or anxiety. It has to do with what I call a wounded core. Could I give a quick example to just
Please.
Make that point?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I call this the PCS personality for perfectionism, control issues, and shame. There are some other ones. They're very interrelated. And if you had two men, say, who were laid off on the job, and both fell into a depression, a clinical depression, and one of them was very depressed because he lacked the skills and he was very, very realistically concerned about survival. That's gentleman A. Gentleman B got laid off. He's got wonderful skills. He's got connections. His chances of getting another wonderful job are outstanding, but gentleman B feels stupid. That's the PCS personality. Now, if you just treat depression or you read a book on how to get over depression, how can you do that? Because these are not the same types of people, and it's not the same type of depression.
Now, and by the way, that's very important. I want to jump in just for a second. Not the same type of depression. Depression is not depression. There are variables, and there are different faces of depression, and I wonder if most people even get that.
Well, you know, there are different schools of thought in the field. You know, some people just treat symptoms, and I'm, you know, what you call psychodynamic or more psychoanalytic. And it's my experience that people want the issues addressed. But I agree with you that people don't get it. We seem to like labels. And if you go look at self-help, you'll see things like how to get over your depression, how to get over your panic. And I guess what I'm saying is it's not the label that's so important. It's the human being underneath and the why.
Well, and from what I'm hearing, everything that I'm hearing you say, what sparks this, what causes this, you know, you just said it's the human being underneath and the why, but it's the mask that we put on to not let anybody hurt the human being that's beneath.
Right. We do put on masks, and not only for other people, but we put a mask on for ourselves. And what a lot of these PCS types do is they compare other people's mask with their real feelings. And, of course, they come out unfavorably. They'll see the act someone else puts on, and compare it to how they really feel. And that's very unfair right off the bat.
Of course it is. But, you know, we want to be loved. We want to be respected. We want to be acknowledged. And we'll do anything we can to get that, even if it's taking we putting ourselves and who we truly are aside to get that. And then the problems start. But it doesn't happen in such a way that you recognize they're starting. And it's like you're saying, the perfectionism, you know, with the depression. You don't really realize what the base core is, so you keep on doing it, and it gets worse. And if the psychologist or psychiatrist that's working with you doesn't have a handle on what you just said, there's no getting out of this.
Well, this is my feeling. You know, like I said, there are different opinions. I obviously think mine is right. That's why I'm saying it. I do think it's right, but I think that's very true. What's very sad is I've had a lot of people come to me, you know, because I've done this so long, and they said, oh, I have a panic disorder, and I've seen, you know, a couple psychiatrists and a couple psychologists, and I understand there's no cure. And I'm like, wait a minute. Let's see why you're panicking. Let's see who you are. Let's see what you've been through. Because when you face your real feelings, a funny thing starts to happen, but you start to heal.
Yeah.
And there is help. There is help. And it's not the same being afraid, because say you live in a bad neighborhood and you're afraid of being a victim of a crime, versus if you're terrified to try one thing because you have to always be so good. If you've got that second type, I guess that's really my message, that there is help and that self-awareness is very, very important. It's one thing to sometimes have to put on a mask in the business world, but you really can't fool yourself. If you do, you get layers and layers, and like you said, it gets worse and worse.
By the way, one of the things that I would look at with it, I've been listening very closely to what you said, but and especially with the facing it. Now, most people really don't get what facing it is, because what we fear, we only fear one thing. We fear the unknown. What's going to happen if I do this, etc. But when you face yourself and you begin to realize who you are, what it is, then all of a sudden the unknown becomes the known, and it gives you the impetus to be able to move through.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, it does. A lot of what people fear has either already happened in childhood, and it has to do with what they really think of themselves.
No, absolutely. Now, we're starting to run out of time, and let me ask you this. Is there a website we can find you and buy the book and follow along with the work that you're doing?
Yes. My website is AlitaEdwards.com.
Okay, AlitaEdwards.com. Alita, by the way, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate the work that you're doing and the time you spent with us.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. You're gonna miss a